This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look at an analysis, a new detailed analysis from the Wall Street Journal, which takes a look at the fight for control of the U.S. Senate. And they come up with they come up with a potential outcome that almost no one would like. But we will get to that and tell you what that outcome is. You can imagine what it is. We'll also talk about the Defense of Marriage Act. Oh, no. It's to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act. That was passed under Bill Clinton. He signed it, but now there's a bid to repeal it. And basically, I think the intelligent attitude here is, okay, the Defense of Marriage Act is unenforceable after the Obergefell decision of 2015. That's 7 years. It can't be enforced. It is clearly under Obergefell unconstitutional. So what the heck is the point of fighting for the old Defense of Marriage Act, which defines marriage as only between one man and one woman? 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Also, what would be so terrible about a Democratic takeover? Actually, they hold control of both houses of Congress right now. The problem they have is for them is that the Senate is actually evenly divided. So they're writing in National Review, what if the Democrats actually did win the midterms? What would be so awful? There's a piece by Mark Antonio Wright. We will get to that as well on the Medved Show. Okay, first up, when we were talking earlier today about General Donald Bolduc, he's a brigadier general, retired. He was not endorsed by President Trump, interestingly, though President Trump said good things about him. He didn't give him a formal endorsement. And he started out as something of a fringe candidate in New Hampshire in a split election. He won by less than 2,000 votes. It was a close election in a small state. And he is now the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate. And he was on Fox News yesterday declaring that one of the planks of his campaign, one of the pillars of his campaign, he was abandoning. And I thought it was a good thing. I think whenever somebody believes in something, or at least says he believes in something that is manifestly untrue, if someone has gone on and on and on and on and said that we never landed on the moon, that the moon landing was a fake, and they come around and say, you know, I was wrong about that. Now, I've seen some evidence. I've actually looked at the photographs and looked at the actual moon rocks that have been brought back and analyzed. And, yes, people went to the moon. Okay, hurrah! Welcome to the 21st century and to the clear light of daylight and sanity. It is always better to say things that are sane than to say things that are insane, regardless of the purpose. If people finally admit that, hey, you know what? The earth isn't flat. There are people, and it drives me crazy. I get at least once a month, I get some kind of long, heartfelt plea for me to reconsider the idea that the earth is flat. The earth is not flat. It's not resting on the backs of giant turtles all the way down. Again, there's some things that are just not true. And when General Bolduc makes it possible for sane people to vote for him by abandoning the claim that Donald Trump actually won the election of 2020 in a landslide, it doesn't hurt his campaign. Yes, it shows him to be inconsistent. Yes, you have to ask, why was it that for all these weeks and months and years, he actually promoted the notion of a big lie? But welcome someone to sanity and reality if they come around. And I do think that it matters a great deal who controls the Senate. It matters because that will determine who controls committees, who controls what is scheduled in the Senate. And it would be far, far better for the country if Mitch McConnell returned to his job as majority leader. That means it would be far, far better to have General Bolduc, despite his flip-flop, and it's the mother of all flip-flops, despite his flip-flop on the issue of the stolen election. Nancy in Duval, Washington, disagrees with me. She writes in, I disagree with Michael praising General Bolduc for changing his mind about, and she has that in quotes, about the stolen election and crediting him for learning after receiving more information. He didn't change his mind. He is a complete hypocrite. He changed his stance after the primary, knowing that he would do better in the general election, following along with other far-right candidates who changed after they won their primaries. He has spouted other conspiracies as well, like the COVID-19 vaccine is really Bill Gates saying we should put microchips inside people. This hypocrite is showing his poor character, which makes him a terrible choice for the Senate. Do I believe that this shows a level of hypocrisy and folly, and that some of the stuff that he has talked about is just way out of the mainstream? He is in favor of repealing the 17th Amendment. That's a top priority for him, which would change the way we elect U.S. senators. The 17th Amendment was passed in 1913. You know, it's been there for more than 100 years. And what it means is that you get to vote directly in terms of choosing Senator Tiffany Smiley, who I do hope will be the next senator from the state of Washington. She is a terrific Republican candidate, and according to polling that we talked about on the show yesterday, Tiffany Smiley is less than 3 points behind Patty Murray, who does not have a majority of the vote, despite the fact that she's been there for 5 terms. And she's so scared now about the Smiley challenge that she is reluctantly agreeing to a couple of debates, which should be very interesting because there's an age difference of about 120 years between the two of them, which works in Tiffany Smiley's behalf. That's not the only reason to jettison Patty Murray. The idea that that the election acknowledgement is somehow hypocrisy, could be, but then it should be welcomed. Because one of the things that you're supposed to do in the U.S. Senate is pay attention to reality and pay attention to the voters. There is nothing close to a majority of American voters who believe the election was a fraud. I even believe that the Republican polls, the polls that show that a majority of Republicans believe that, I believe they're overstated and misleading. Scott has just sent in an email. He said, did 5 states stop counting votes in unison in the middle of the night? No, they didn't! Some of those states were actually forbidden to start counting some of the mail-in ballots ahead of time. But what happened with this was predicted ahead of time. This was the people at Fox News, who were very early in calling Arizona, had even come out before, Bill Steyerwalt had come out before the election and said, don't be misled on election night. The early votes will be very pro-Trump. And then there will be a surge of Biden votes because they're going to count the mail-in ballots later. And all of the states were doing that because they wanted to make sure to leave it open for last-minute arrivals for mail-in votes. But the idea that there were 5 states who just stopped counting, absolutely not true. It just took them a while to get the job done. Maybe we can do better next time. So what about this prediction about the Senate and the midterms? And what if the Democrats did, God forbid, win the midterm elections? We'll talk about it coming up. WPC gets you the information you need and offers better solutions for Washington's problems, but we can't do it alone. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can join WPC for as little as $5 a month and subscribe to their weekly newsletter free. Or plan an elegant evening out and come see the 70th Secretary of State, Michael Pompeo, and filmmaker and researcher Chris Rufo. They're keynoting the annual dinner in Bellevue on Friday, October 14th. Tickets and details at WPCdinner.com. With students returning to school at every level in every corner of the country, one of the things that is lacking in many, many educational programs is appreciation for patriotism, gratitude, and the unbelievable good fortune of what it means to be an American. You can get some of that for free directly from the MedVed History Store. And they're free for you if you join us as a MedHead Plus member, which costs all of 22 cents a day. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, the Wall Street Journal says that they cite a nonpartisan organization that's widely respected called Inside Elections, which digs inside all the polling, all the registration numbers, all of the historical numbers in state after state to try to figure out what's going to happen with all of the 34 Senate races that are going to be decided coming November. And the nonpartisan Inside Elections projected back in April that Republicans would gain 1 to three seats in the Senate, which would mean the Republicans get control. They get control either 51-49, or they get control 53-47, but they get control of the Senate, which is enormously important and can make a real difference on the way that the next 2 years unfold. Now the publication just revised its prediction that they had issued in April that Republicans would win three seats. They say that their prediction is now that the Democrats, rather than losing one seat or three seats, the Democrats will gain one seat, or that Republicans will gain at most one seat, or that there will be no net change. And when I was talking before about something that will displease everybody, the Democrats hate being in the situation where they need Kamala Harris to break any tie. And it's not because they hate Kamala Harris, though I think many Democrats do. I mean, Kamala Harris has been one of the biggest disappointments in American politics. And when you think about the other women that President Biden was considering to be his vice presidential running mates, this was not the best choice he could make. Leave that aside. What this means is that if we go back to a Senate that is evenly divided, there are all kinds of things that can happen. You know, the last time we had that? The last time we had that was in January of the year 2001, before September 11th, where there were a number of upsets in the Senate races that year, including here in the state of Washington, because that was the year that our great senator, the late Slay Gorton, great Republican senator from the state of Washington, lost a disputed vote because of 1,000 provisional ballots, an excruciatingly close vote. It was like 0.3% that gave the victory to Maria Cantwell, who is still there as part of the Washington state delegation. In any event, the result of the election was unknown who would control the Senate until they decided the presidential election, because it was Dick Cheney who was vice president then. He played the Kamala Harris role. It was 50-50, but that didn't last because there was Jumpin' Jim Jeffords. There was a senator from Vermont, a moderate Republican, Jim Jeffords, who decided after he'd been elected as a Republican several times that he would flip over to the Democratic side and give the Democrats control of the United States Senate. So one of the things that would be terrible about a net no change, in other words, what that would allow is that you could have a one Republican gain, one Democratic gain that cancel each other out. It is entirely possible, and it would put us back in the situation where any attempt to actually do anything dynamic in the Senate would be stymied. The way the Wall Street Journal summarizes its analysis, and it's done with a complete map, and they show you that basically the future of the U.S. Senate will come down to a handful of what they consider to be toss-up states. They rate states as safe, Republican or Democrat, and then states that lean Republican or Democrat, and then there are a total of a dozen states that they think are competitive, and then three states that are toss-ups. The three states that they view as toss-ups are Wisconsin, Ohio, and North Carolina. They are all states right now where Republicans hold that seat, those seats. So Republicans, to protect their chances of winning a majority if they win elsewhere, they have to hold on to Wisconsin, Ohio, and North Carolina. And I do think they will probably hold on to Ohio and North Carolina. Wisconsin is just close, 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 close. And by the way, so are North Carolina and Ohio. That's why they're toss-ups. The other factor for Republicans is that Pennsylvania is rated as leaning Democratic, which is amazing to me because John Fetterman, the Democrat who would be the new senator, he's just basically now talking about arranging one debate with Dr. Mehmet Oz, his opponent, where they would make special concessions for him by having a screen that he could read because he has auditory problems. He has hearing problems and apparently comprehension problems just by listening to what is said. So he would have a screen, and Dr. Oz has graciously consented to that concession for John Fetterman. But it's truly sad, and if he really is leaning toward winning the state of Pennsylvania, if that is the case, if Fetterman wins in Pennsylvania, it's very, very hard to see how the Republicans actually take control of the Senate. The report by the Wall Street Journal says Republicans are defending 21 seats while Democrats are defending 14. A dozen seats are competitive, with particularly hard-fought contests unfolding in Arizona, Georgia, where Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock are running. The thing about the Georgia election is it's so close that with third-party and fourth-party candidates, it's very likely that whoever is ahead on Election Day won't win a majority. And the way the Georgia Constitution works, it's not actually the Constitution, it's their statute law. The way the election system works in Georgia is if you have, say, Herschel Walker winning by 2 points, 3 points even, and getting 49.8% of the vote, they still do a runoff. Yep, December 6th. It may be December 6th before we know who controls the Senate, or even days afterward if it's a contested election. We will get to that and other points in which Republicans are increasingly worried. Coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth's grandchildren are set to stand vigil at her coffin on Saturday. Prince William will stand at the head of the coffin and Prince Harry will stand at its foot for the 15-minute vigil. Both will be in uniform at the request of King Charles. One of the world's most notorious drug kingpins is starting his life sentence in an American prison. Jorge Castella Sanchez ran the Gulf Cartel for nearly one decade. The drug dealer responsible for smuggling over 10,000 kilos of cocaine and 150 tons of marijuana into the United States. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice has signed a pro-life bill into law. The measure bans nearly all abortions except in cases of rape, incest, or certain medical situations. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Michael Medved show asking the question, what does it matter if the Democrats really do win control of the Senate and maintain control of the House of Representatives? Over at the Cook Political Report, which is one of the leading political analysis shops in the country, which does not appear to lean either to the left or the right. They're up the middle, and they've been pretty good and pretty accurate. They now think that the Democrats have about a 1 in 4 chance of holding the House of Representatives. Combined with a number of toss-up Senate races, the chances of another 2 years of unified Democratic control of the federal government are suddenly a very real possibility. That's what Mark Antonio Wright writes in the National Review, which is obviously not rooting for any kind of Democratic takeover. They're rooting for a Republican takeover, and they're in favor of it, and they've endorsed it, and they're trying to support it. Why does it matter? And here's what John McCormick says in the National Review. He says, with a House majority and 52 Senate seats, Democrats would have the votes to gut the Senate's legislative filibuster, the longstanding 60-vote rule for passing most legislation. They would no longer need to seek bipartisan support on anything, and they would no longer be constrained by the moderating influence of Democrats Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona. If you thought it was frustrating when all that stood between America and trillions of dollars of new and wasteful spending was a wobbly Joe Manchin, just wait till the Democrats no longer need Manchin's vote. From abortion to gun control to H.R. 1, the Democrats' 791-page behemoth of a bill that amounts to a federal takeover of elections, don't expect an empowered Democratic caucus to take the moderate path. Why not? Because today's Democrats aren't your father's Democrats. Joe Biden leads a party that is more left-wing than either Bill Clinton's or Barack Obama's. Matthew Continetti has written in an essay called The Woke and the Restless. Take, for example, the growth of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Six Democratic House members launched the Progressive Caucus in 1991. Bernie Sanders was its first chairman. Today, the caucus has grown from 6 members to 100 members, including Senator Sanders. It is the second largest caucus in the Congress after the Conservative Republican Study Committee, and it outnumbers the pro-business New Democrat coalition. And that's why you get situations like this. There was a little bit of an exchange. And again, this is not someone from Fox. It's not someone from One America's Network or from Newsmax. It's someone from CNBC, right? Joe Kernan, who called out Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg on his spin on the Inflation Reduction Act and the terrible optics the other day of the president's victory lap early this week, as you could do split screen between the president talking about how wonderful this was and how this was going to save everything, and the stock market collapsing and ending up losing more than 1,200 points in a single day, the worst day in the market since 2020. In any event, here was the question, the terrific question from Joe Kernan of CNBC to Secretary Buttigieg. Listen, it's clip 11.
You know, worrying about inflation, and we got some data points this week that were a little bit shocking. And there's a lot of discussion about that ceremony on Tuesday. And while you were listening and watching what was going on, was it clear to you at the time that that was a mistake, that to be popping champagne corks about conquering inflation on a day when the stock market at that very moment was down almost 1,300 points, over 1,200 points, after another really horrific inflation report? Did you say to yourself at that time, what are we doing? This looks really bad.
Okay, tough question, appropriately tough to the Secretary of Transportation. Here's Pete Buttigieg's answer. Listen.
No, and I'll tell you why. There are dynamics, reports, and stock market movements, sometimes big ones like we saw earlier this week, that happen over the course of a day. But the consequences of this legislation, the benefits of this legislation, are going to serve us well for the rest of our lifetimes. Remember, this represents the most significant climate legislation passed by any country ever. In the year 2030, the year 2050, we will be looking back at the passage of this legislation, I believe, as a turning point that helped us avoid some of the worst outcomes of climate change that could destroy trillions of dollars in value and cost millions of lives. In a more immediate sense, it also represents relief for families. The president successfully finally getting what pretty much every American, if not every member of Congress, thinks we should have been doing for a long time, which is finally letting Medicare negotiate drug prices.
Okay, again, let's take this off what the bill is called. The bill is called the Inflation Reduction Act, right? IRA. And it's very obvious that given the terrible news and the rising interest rates, are supposed to be some means of bringing on a reduction in inflation, but that means using a recession as a tool to do that. Now, is that going to be bad news in the next 2 months for Joe Biden, who has to deal with an election in November? It probably will be. I, by the way, don't want to submit any incorrect information at all into the public discussion. I was looking at this map and reading it to you and mentioned to you that the toss-up states were Wisconsin, Ohio, and North Carolina. Those are all three leaning Republican states. They're not considered safe, but they're leaning Republican for Senate candidates, including Ron Johnson in Wisconsin and J.D. Vance in Ohio. And would-be Senator Budd in North Carolina. The three toss-up states, which are also states where this election will be decided, the three toss-up states are Nevada, where the Republicans are hoping to flip a Democratic seat against Senator Masto. Arizona, where, again, the Republicans are hoping to flip the seat held by former astronaut Mark Kelly. And Georgia, where it's all up to Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock, and the smart betting appears to be that the election will be so close between the two of them that it will go on to December 6th. Hampering Republican chances, this is according to the Wall Street Journal, are some first-time candidates endorsed by Mr. Trump, among them celebrity doctor Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania, author J.D. Vance in Ohio, and Blake Masters, who is a venture capitalist, former aide to Peter Thiel, Mr. Masters in Arizona. They've frustrated some GOP strategists and senators, says the Wall Street Journal, with their weak fundraising and soft poll numbers. It's possible that Senate control could again come down to a runoff in Georgia. Results on average show Republican Herschel Walker, a former football star endorsed by Mr. Trump, neck and neck with incumbent Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock, a pastor. He's not just a pastor, he's pastor of the pulpit that Martin Luther King once occupied at Ebenezer Baptist Church. Raphael Warnock, a pastor, if neither candidate gets an absolute majority vote, more than 50%, the runoff will be held on December 6th. Buckle up for a rocky ride. And what about spending as an issue? We will get to that on the Medved Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
On the Michael Medved show, there's just a revelation that made the front page of the Miami Herald. And yes, the Miami Herald is a newspaper that, if anything, leans in a liberal direction, despite the fact that Florida is an increasingly Republican state, and that Marco Rubio and Ron DeSantis, the two leading Republican candidates, Marco Rubio for re-election of the Senate, Ron DeSantis for re-election as governor, they're both heavily favored in Florida. But they proclaim in a breaking news today that the 48 immigrants from Venezuela, and they were all from Venezuela, were flown to Martha's Vineyard in flights from Texas. But they were arranged by the state of Florida, and they're being moved to a military base on Cape Cod after having landed at Martha's Vineyard, which is a Tony, it's very elegant and a very scenic summer resort on Cape Cod near where the Pilgrims landed. In any event, Governor Ron DeSantis' administration last week paid an aviation company $615,000 of state money as part of a new Florida program to relocate undocumented immigrants out of the state. The a week later, DeSantis took credit for sending a group of 48 migrants, most if not all from Venezuela, to Martha's Vineyard, summer island destination for the rich and powerful in Massachusetts. We're going to be speaking with Ruben Navarrete about two, it would seem, contrasting terms. One, with this growing support, and it's been all over the media, front page story in the Wall Street Journal about the growing support from Hispanic voters, who by definition, if you were a voter, you're a citizen of the United States, but growing support for the Republican Party. And will that be impacted by this over-publicized and much-discussed praxis by Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott to move unauthorized immigrants to other politically sensitive places like the front lawn of the vice presidential residence, where Kamala Harris still says there is no border security problem, we have a secure border, etc., etc. We will get to that with Ruben Navarrete. There is more in terms of what has gone on with polling. And I say this partially because we got that email from a listener named Nancy who was concerned about, I believe it was from her, about why believe the polls anyway, and there's a great deal of skepticism about polling, because in both 2016 and 2020, the polls were accurate in projecting the popular vote victories by Hillary Clinton, who won by 3 million votes, and Joe Biden, who won by 7 million. But they weren't accurate state by state in projecting either the margins of victory or, in some cases, even who would carry those states. And the one thing that the Jason Riley points out in a terrific opinion piece, he says, in 2016, the polling underestimated support for Donald Trump, and 4 years later, it did happen again. According to an analysis published last year by the American Association for Public Opinion Research, national surveys for the 2020 presidential contests were the least accurate in four decades. And state polls for congressional and gubernatorial races weren't much better. The errors seemed to run in one direction, where whether the contests were running, candidates were running for president, senator, or governor, poll margins overall suggested that Democratic candidates would do better and Republican candidates would do worse relative to the final certified votes, the report said. Conspiracy theorists won't be satisfied, but Mr. Ayers and others, writes Jason Riley, in his profession, insist that the still unresolved problem boils down to the difficulty of getting Trump voters to engage with pollsters. The criticism of the polling in 2016 and 2020 was not overstated, he said. The errors were driven primarily by non-response bias. That is, people who supported Trump simply refused to have anything to do with pollsters. Still, Mr. Ayers warned against extrapolating too much from these past two presidential contests. Quote, in the 2018 midterms, polling nationally was far better than in 2016 or 2020. And our own polling in 2018 was dead on, he said. I believe the polling error is a Trump phenomenon. Trump was on the ballot in 2016 and 2020, but not in 2018. And he won't be on the ballot in 2022. Now, he writes that despite the fact that it's very obvious that Democrats want to put him on the ballot. And there is this, that in the city of Seattle, there was just an announcement that Seattle was second in the country in terms of the number of people who conduct their work at home, who do not come into an office. It's nearly half the people in the city. 47% of all workers who live in the city of Seattle actually do business from home. And census data released yesterday shows that from 2019 to 2021, the number of Seattle workers who primarily work from home increased nearly sixfold. The only city in the country that has a higher percentage of people working from home is Washington, D.C. And with that incredible surge, every other major commuting mode dropped sharply, including driving, which had been the most common way to get to work for as long as these statistics have existed. The number of Seattle residents who commuted by car alone fell 31% between 2019 and 2021, went from 205,000 down to 142,000. With that decline, driving alone became a distant number two for remote work in Seattle. Now, has this had, in your experience, an impact on traffic, on congestion? And by the way, congratulations on just getting the West Seattle Bridge opened up. Did it open up last Sunday, or was it opening up this Sunday? It's a very good thing for people who live in West Seattle, and for anybody who likes to visit West Seattle. While remote work increased sharply all across the country, Seattle has taken to it like few other places. This from the Seattle Times. Among the 50 most populous U.S. cities, only D.C. had a higher percentage of remote workers in 2021 at 48%. San Francisco ranked number 3 at 46%. All other major cities were below 40%. And some of them were way below. The data reveal a huge divide in remote work between the cities at the top and the bottom. In Wichita, for instance, only 9% of workers worked remotely. What do they say causes this big difference? It's apparently cities with concentrations of college-educated, white-collar workers. And but concerning the West Seattle Bridge, just to leave no confusion, the West Seattle Bridge officially passed its final safety test on Thursday. Thank goodness, because it's been interrupted for 2 years now. According to the Seattle Department of Transportation, SDOT, the data from this strength test confirm that the bridge is strong and it's safe. And yes, it is ready to reopen on this Sunday. So that is certainly something to celebrate. Meanwhile, what about the idea of spending $615,000 of taxpayer money to transport 48 immigrants from Texas to Cape Cod, and this all being paid for by the state of Florida? Is it a campaign stunt, or is it some kind of very, very important message that people are sending about their attitude toward immigration in general? We will get to that and the ongoing effort for Republicans to build a governing majority and to build it largely by being more successfully competitive among Latino voters, who in the recent past have given three-quarters or more of their votes to Democrats in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.